What's up? Hi, guys. What's going on? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. It is, what day is it? Wednesday? It's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
You're allowed to talk.
I didn't know. You know, I don't want to mess up your intro.
No, this is it's a very casual. Usually I have music going, but today I thought sound quality is more important because you're actually a good guest. Like, most of my guests are just my friends that no one cares about. You people care about.
Who cares?
You're just like, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, guys, it's Wednesday. We're podcasting in my apartment. There won't be video this time. You guys always message me asking where the video is. We're just doing audio these days for the most part. I'll try to bring the video back soon. But I'm very excited because my guest today, first of all, you were one of my favorite guests of all time. You told, I think, the funniest story ever on this podcast about using Saran wrap as a condom.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
that what it was? Saran
yeah, yeah.
wrap as a condom? Oh,
yeah.
God. Which I hope none of you tried at home.
Well, if you have to, it's better than not having anything.
Is it really?
If you're really, you know, in a pinch.
If you're really in a pinch. I don't know that Saran wrap would actually protect you against. I guess it could.
No, if you hold it at the same time as the guy holding it. You know what I mean? That's what I had to do.
Is that what you did? You actually held it
on
your dick while you used
it? Yeah, I had to hold, but I didn't get that far. Yeah, because
you should have gotten a rubber band and rubber banded it on there.
It was late at night. I was barely lucky I found a Saran wrap.
Guys, oh my God. My guest today from Crank Anchors, That Metal Show, and what do you have coming out? You have something coming out?
I have a book coming out.
You have a book. When does it come out?
February 20th.
Oh, shit. What's it called?
Everybody is Awful Except You. You can pre-order now. It's up on Amazon. And
pre-order it. Pre-order
yeah.
it. Everybody is awful except you. Guys, it's Jim Florentine. Woo! Dude, we need to go back on the road together. I had so much fun with you and Zuma.
That was great, right?
Wasn't that the best weekend?
Yeah.
We were in, Columbus? And then we drove to, what was that town we drove to where we did a show in a parking lot of a hamburger joint? And there was like a TGI Fridays or a Chili's.
And it was an Applebee's.
Oh, it was an Applebee's.
Yeah,
that's right.
In the parking lot outside, people
that's
walking
right.
by. Yeah.
Yeah. And families were walking by and they could hear us. And we're not the cleanest. I'm certainly not the cleanest comic. So families with children are walking by and we're like on stage talking about dicks. And oh my God, who was with us?
Joe Howard.
Oh my God. That's right. Joe Howard, who's a Cleveland comic. He's actually opening for me at.
Yeah, the Funny Stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He is so filthy and so wrong and not PC. And then, of course, there's like 10-year-old kids walking by, like hearing everything that was happening. So,
no, it's funny because we did the Funny Bone in Columbus is one of the top five clubs in the country.
Amazing.
And then the next night we're playing in a parking lot.
That's like the whole joke of comedy.
Of course.
People don't get that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's got to be the only job where one day you're like, I remember when I did the AVN Awards, I'm like, there's like 3,000 people here and it's going to be on Showtime and it's so exciting. And like, you feel like, oh my God, this is it. Like, I'm finally doing something real. And then like the next weekend, you're back to playing like for five people in an Applebee's parking lot who aren't really listening and getting paid in chicken nachos. So that's how my life is going. Jim is in my house. He can see. I don't even have... The walls are beige.
Yeah, but it's all right. This works. You know, what do you need? You know,
it's
not like you got a family here or anything like that.
Oh, you don't know I have a toddler in the other room? I have a three-year-old.
I heard something.
That's why I'm single, because no one wants to parent my child.
Yeah.
You didn't know I have a kid?
No, but you got time.
I'm kidding. I don't want kids. You have a kid.
Yeah, but I always said I didn't want till I hit like 42. And then I realized I did want one. I was always, if you saw my act, I was always like, I don't want to get married. I have kids. Kids are stupid.
Really?
What's a kid? Yeah. And then just one day I changed like a woman. I felt like, oh man, I've got to do it now.
I kind of know what you mean. Cause there was one guy that I dated that I was like, he really wanted kids and I liked him so much. I was like, you know, he would be a good dad. Maybe with him I would do it. But I think that's not a good reason for a woman to have kids. If it's like, you're doing it for the guy, because it kind of probably destroys your body, at least for a while. I'm too vain. I can't get pregnant. I would like be anorexic while I was pregnant and the baby would starve to death.
No, well, yeah, it depends. You got a small frame, so you probably wouldn't put too much weight on. And you'd bounce back in 2 seconds.
You think?
Yeah, because the whole theory, like our parents were like, just eat as much. Eat ice cream. Eat this. And you're supposed to put a ton of weight on.
Yeah.
You're pregnant, so eat whatever you want. And then they realize you probably shouldn't be putting shitty food in your body the whole time. So you know, over the last 20 years, women are like, no, I'm not going to eat just ice cream and chocolate and constant and put on 800 pounds.
You're right. I would actually do the math and figure out exactly how many extra calories the child needed, and that's all I would eat.
Yeah,
I would
be so careful. You'd be fine, yeah.
That's so sad, though.
But then you have to take care of
the baby. Yeah. I know. And that's the other reason I shouldn't have a kid, because I don't even think past the vanity of the pregnancy.
I know. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun when you're pregnant, you can post a picture, and then all of a sudden this baby's out. Like, now what?
Is it really fun to be pregnant? Because no one I know who's pregnant ever seems like they're loving being pregnant. I've never met a pregnant girl who's like, this is the best time of my life.
Probably not.
How was it for your ex?
I think the first, it was her first one, so she didn't like it either. I think that by the second or third, if you're used to it, then it's like it's a piece of cake. But the first one's always scary.
You think you get used to it?
I think so. Some women do. They're like, I'm, you know, because it's the same when you have a second kid. The first one, you're out of your mind. You have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah.
So you're super cautious. But the second one, you're like, just fucking eating that dumpster. Who cares? Before you're like wiping it, you're boiling everything down. You're wiping it. You can't let anyone tell. You don't bring the kid outside.
It's so true, actually. You can tell because people always have like a million photos of their first kid. And then as they have more and more kids, like my little sister, it's like you can't even find baby photos of her. Because by the time she was born, she was the last one. Everybody was just like, eh, we've had them. They've been around. We don't care.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah, you just go in the corner and eat your own crap. Anyway, all right, so here's what I want to talk about, first of all. You're in town from, you live in New York.
New Jersey, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I call it all New York.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
You live in New Jersey, that's right, but you perform all the time in New York City,
yeah,
right?
I'm like 30 minutes outside New York.
Do you go into New York often?
Like two days a week.
I'm so jealous. I think that would be so fun.
It's good because I got a home life, you know, and stuff, and then I go into the city when I got out, I do my road stuff, so I got to, you know, I don't need to live in New York City, you know.
No,
because as
I
you
could.
Get older, you want more space. You don't want to just live in like a, like you were saying, when a comic lived in your kitchen.
I had Eric Myers.
Yeah, I know Eric. Yeah. So, you know, as you get older, you're like, I don't want to live like this anymore. I need a little space. I need something.
Yeah. I can't even live in a studio. Like, I have to at least have a living room and a bedroom. I don't know why. I can't do a studio. I also can't have a roommate. So Eric, I let my friend Eric, you guys, live in my dining room. I have a dining room. It's like an eat-in kitchen, but it's basically a garage. I just store shit in it. I don't cook. It's not because I don't like cooking. I'm so busy. I barely even remember to eat. Brad Williams texts me today and he goes, have you been eating? You're getting so small. And I was like, I just forget sometimes. Right. Like, you know, I'm running around.
And if you're single and by yourself, like, who are you cooking for yourself?
That's the other thing. Like, I'm going to sit here and, like, spend all this time making a nice meal for myself? No, fuck that. I will cook for a guy if I really like him, but it has to be at his house. Like, I have to go to his place and cook in his kitchen.
Right.
And that's also my way of, like, you know, intruding and like, sticking myself into his
marking your territory.
Yeah. Yeah. I pee on everything in the kitchen while I'm there. But anyway, so I finally, like, just turned my kitchen into a garage, and I don't use it, but I still need the living room and the bedroom. And when Eric was here, it lasted, like, 3 months, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I can't live with someone.
No, because you just feel... I have a pretty big house, and and it's just me there, and my son's there, like, half the week, and I don't want anyone else moving in.
Let me ask you something. Besides your ex-wife, have you lived with any other women?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, like, four different women I've lived with.
I've only lived with one, my ex-husband.
Right.
And I've never lived with a guy since him, and I always wonder, now that I've lived alone for, like, 5 years, if I'll be able to ever do it again.
It's tough, because as you get older, you get set in your ways, and you just know what you want, what you like, and what you don't.
Right.
And someone's all of a sudden, they're cramping your style, like, oh, man, I can't. Like, whatever you did in the living room, like, nah, I can't do that anymore. I got to go in my bedroom or whatever it is. You're like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah, it seems like it would be as a grown-up. Like, it seems like after a certain age, I don't know how you could move in with some. I guess it just happens gradually. You start spending lots of nights together, and then you move in. It's so foreign to me.
Yeah. The first time I moved in with a girl, I needed to be near New York City. I was like, you know, I was about an hour away, and I was trying to crack the clubs in New York, and I was going in like 3-4 nights. It was just too much a commute going by. So I met this girl. She lived right outside of New York City, so I moved in with her. She was looking to move out of her parents' house.
Yeah.
So we both moved in together, and I was like, I don't know if this shit's going to work. I never lived with a woman before, so I made sure I found a 6-month lease, not even a year.
Shut up.
Yeah, just so I can get out of it.
On purpose, in case it wasn't working?
Yeah, and then the first week, I brought stuff up in my car, like just for like 2 or 3 days worth of stuff. I go, I don't even know if this is going to work after 2 or 3 days. I'm not going to bring all my stuff up. That's and then slowly hilarious. I did. And then she called me out. She goes, oh, isn't that convenient? You found a 6-month lease. I go, no, nah, that's all I had.
She actually picked up on it?
Oh, yeah, she picked up on it,
that
yeah.
That is so funny. See, the last guy I dated, this was the weirdest situation I've ever had. Because the last guy I got close to living with was like 5 years ago. And we were spending so many nights together. I had a key to his place. We weren't living together, but if we had, I guess not that much would have changed because we were spending almost every night together anyway. But the last dude I dated was the weirdest because he gave me the code to his gate so like I could get into his place. Right. He gave me like the entry code. And then when he would be out of town, he'd be like, you can go use my place. Like you can go swim there or whatever. But when he was in town, he wouldn't let me stay over. So it was like I was allowed to only spend the night if he wasn't there. Isn't that weird?
So he wouldn't let you stay over? I always let a girl stay over. I don't mind that.
Dude, I dated this guy from, I told you about it. I dated this guy from like May until almost the end of the year. And I never spent the night once.
Wow.
Never. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, because I feel bad. I'm like, no, hang out, stay. Especially if they were drinking. I know there's Uber now and stuff. I'm like, yeah, hang out. You know, just wake up in the morning. Yeah, I got to get up, get shit done by like 9 or whatever if you want to get breakfast. Yeah. I always said,
I know. We talked about this. You're not supposed to take them to breakfast. I told you.
Yeah.
Unless you really like them.
It's just eggs.
It's not just eggs.
It's not.
The girl thinks it's
more. But it's
more.
On the way to the train station. Okay. I'm not even going out of my way.
I mean, here's the difference. If you're dropping them at the train station and you're like, hey, let's stop and grab coffee, and you stop and buy them a coffee and like an Egg McMuffin to go or something, that's one thing.
That's one. Okay.
But if you sit down at a diner, to me, if I spend the night and then in the morning he's like, I'll take you out to breakfast, I think this guy wants to spend more time with me.
I'm just hungry.
That's yeah, but then you could drop her at the train first. This is the problem. Okay.
But so I guess I'm just trying to be nice. I'm just like, just not trying to be a dick. I'm like, hey, she stayed over. We had a good time. And, you know, before if you want to get something to eat before you hop on the train, let's go get something to eat.
I can't believe she wants to because when I spend the night with a guy, I want to get the fuck out of there as fast as possible before he gets a good look at me in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Well, you'd be perfect. I'm like, cool, I don't even have to take her to the train.
Seriously.
I'm going to take an Uber at like 6 a.m.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to sit across from him at breakfast, have him stare at me after like I have like crusty shit in my eyes. Like, who wants that?
Yeah, but so then would you have the last guy you're with for like 7 or 8 months? So if you would have stayed over, he would have saw you obviously in the morning with crusty shit all over your face.
Here's what I do. This is what every girl does. I don't think guys know women do this. At least for the first like year that they're dating you, they do this. We get up. We wake up earlier than you because we're barely asleep anyway. No girl that's like newly sleeping with a guy really is like sleeping unless she's drunk. So we half sleep till whatever time we're going to sneak out, 7 a.m., whatever. And then I always get up like I have to pee, go in the bathroom, kind of wash my face, do like a brush my teeth or whatever I can find around his, like I freshen up and then I come back to bed so that when he wakes up, he thinks I just like wake up like that.
Right. All
and
right.
Every girl does that. So that way I look decent enough to like get out, like say goodbye, kiss him, and then I'll call an Uber. But I don't look good enough to be in sunlight.
That's good to know. So I'll lay out some like makeup and some toothpaste and toothbrush.
Always leave out the toothpaste.
Yeah, so if she goes in my bathroom at like 5:30 in the morning, she can do what she's got to do.
Wait, don't leave makeup out because then she's going to think you have a girlfriend.
So there's no morning sex before you leave then
always,
either?
Always, because here's what I do. That's how the morning sex happens. So I get up, I do that, then I come back to bed, and then I'll kind of like, you know, cuddle with him for another hour or whatever. He's not awake yet. This has to be like 5 a.m. before the guy's awake,
okay,
right?
Yeah,
you just act like you're peeing. That's it. But then when he wakes up, it's like, okay, now you can do the morning sex thing and you know you don't look terrible. Or if he kisses you, like he's the one with the morning breath, not you. So you win, you know, and then he doesn't know. I've done this for so long. Girls do the weirdest shit. I dated a guy for almost a year and I would always walk to the McDonald's up the street anytime I had to poop. For like a year.
Yeah. No, I did that when that girl I first moved in with, there was a gas station down the street because we had a really small place.
Yeah, you don't
and
want
I went to
go
the gas
there.
Station. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So guys even do that shit. That's amazing.
Or in the hotel, like I'll do it. I'll go down to the front desk. Go, you know what? I'm going to see where, if they have any passes to the local gym or something like that. And then I go down. I'm like, yeah, man, it's freaking forever down there. I just find a bathroom down in the lobby.
That's so
and
funny.
Go there.
I love that guys do the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
Interesting. I had a guy here.
Yeah, if he's gone for a while, if he goes, yeah, I ran into a guy I went to high school with, he wouldn't shut up, you know. That's where he, you know, he went to the bathroom.
Of course. I just assume that's what they're doing, and I'm grateful, and I don't ask questions. I'm just like glad he's not shitting in the room. That's it. Nothing's worse than being in a nice hotel room, and then someone ruins it that way.
Yeah, because even if they try to go jump in the shower afterwards, you know, 10 minutes later, you go back in there after they come out.
I know. Even a roommate situation, like sometimes I'll let a girlfriend stay with me on the road just for fun when I'm like lonely. Like say I'm in Vegas all week, I'll bring a girlfriend out. Even in that circumstance, I'm like, I hope she doesn't poop in here. Like, I don't want anyone to smell up my room but me. That's it. Anyway, good talk, guys. I'm glad. Everybody listening, just by the way, is like so disgusted that we just spent 5 minutes talking about
but poop. So it's not good. So then you have morning sex with them, and then you go, I got to get out of here before lights are on, and you go in the kitchen. You don't even have the guy make you coffee. You want some coffee before you go?
No, I mean, I usually don't. Unless I really, really feel comfortable with the guy enough and I know he likes me enough to like, but any extra time the guy wants in the morning, I actually think it means something. And also, my guy friend gave me the advice to always leave before he wants you to leave so that he wants more.
Okay.
So I always try to leave. Like, I always try to leave before he ever in his mind is like, I wish this girl would go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you don't want
the guy feeling like that. I've been in those situations before. I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, I've had guys. I had a guy spend the night here one time. I don't let guys sleep over here much unless I'm like dating them. But one time I hooked up with a guy here and he couldn't leave. So I let him stay. And then in the morning, I mean, I was prepping him the night before. I was like, just so you know, I have a really early morning. I got a bunch of shit to do. So you got to get the fuck out of here early. So he woke up early. And then he was kind of starting to hang a little. And I was like, there's a Starbucks up the street. Let's go get coffee. So we walked to Starbucks. And then I was like, hey, why don't you just call an Uber? Because I got a bunch of shit. I didn't even let him back in my apartment.
Right. You got him out. Dude. Yeah. No, you have to. It's great. If you have a kid, it's a great excuse. You're like, hey, I got my kids coming at 8 in the morning. So I got to.
Kids are
7:30. So I got, you know, you got to get out.
That's hilarious.
So that's a good one, too. But all right. So no more breakfast. I don't know. I'm just trying not to be
there. You
can
take them to breakfast if you like them. I'm just saying don't take them to breakfast if you know that they're not someone that you really want to date. Like if you hook up and you realize that it's probably just going to be like a hookup or like a casual situation. I'm just saying just remember she'll think that you really like her. That's all.
All right. Well, I'll have to treat him like Aziz then. And call my car service and they'll help so she can cry that she didn't get eggs.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about the Aziz thing. For people that don't know, Aziz Ansari, which I think probably most people do by now, he's a comedian who, basically the gist of it is he was at a Hollywood party, it sounds like, or New York, whatever.
Yeah, it was like a Golden Globes party. Yeah. It was an after.
Yeah, after an award show. And it sounds like the girl said they were both at the party, they were making eyes at each other across the room.
She was on another date with another guy, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
She was on a date with another guy.
Yeah, and she went over and said hello to him or something. He kind of blew her off.
I think
because he knew. And then she came back again a second time around.
Yeah. Okay, and then they exchanged info.
They exchanged
numbers.
And they
texted for a little while, it sounds like.
Yeah, and they both lived in New York. It was in L.A. or whatever. So when they get back to New York, Aziz says, hey, let's hang out. Let's go to dinner. Come on, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And then they went to dinner.
Now, she researched him before and is like, hey, you know, he's a good guy. He's telling all his friends, I'm going out with this celebrity. Oh, my God, you know.
What made her think he was a good guy, I wonder? Not
well,
saying he's
he wrote he wrote a book on how guys are all jerks.
That's right.
And women, you know, guys are all just idiots and they're just dumb and they're, you know, don't trust guys. And that's a lot of his bits are like that, too.
Oh, my God. One of the biggest assholes I ever dated who ended up having a girlfriend and a baby mom wrote a book about dating and like how to treat women also. Like, it's hilarious. It's like the people that, it's like Bill Cosby being the queenest comic and the dirtiest rapist. It's like people that talk about that are almost, you're almost like, oh, they're the worst.
Right, because she said, I read his book and I was a fan. I did some research on him and, you know, I've seen his comedy routines and, you know, he's like really sticks up for women. So he's almost, you know, he's a feminist. So, you know, going on a date, I was excited and, you know, and all
she was
stuff.
Stoked because he's famous and she was young. I think she was
22.
Only like 22, right?
Yeah, and he's 34.
Yeah, so I'm sure. It's funny because I was trying to put myself in her shoes like back then. Because, okay, so they go out to dinner. He took her out to dinner.
Yeah, I know, which that's rare these days.
Yeah.
I got a friend of mine who meets Tinder girls on the corner in New York City. He goes, hey, meet on 36th and 7th at 9 a.m. And he drives by on his bike.
No.
And he talks to him for like 5 minutes, and then he drives away. And he goes, if I like her, we exchange numbers. He goes, so I get the first date out of the way. I go, that's a date? He goes,
that is not a date.
I know, but that's in New York because everyone's just walking around. He goes, I'll be on the corner 36th and 8th at 8:30. Come by, you know, let's meet up.
I'm so
he has a 5 minute little talk there, and then he realized, all right, does she look like her picture? All right, hey, let's just, and then he goes, so I get the first date out of the way. Now Aziz takes her to a nice place, like on a fucking boat.
Yeah, he took her on a nice, like, yeah I think it was on a boat. It was a restaurant,
yeah.
and they ordered a bottle of wine, and it sounds like they only drank. She said she only had half a glass of wine, so she said she left the glass half full, and she... So in her story, she said they went to dinner. Then she said they left the restaurant abruptly.
Well, he said it looked like he didn't want to be there anymore, and he wanted to get out of there. Yeah, I'm a guy on a date, and if it's like, all right, we who knows how long they were there? Maybe they were for like an hour.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'm getting out of here. Comics were like, all right, let's just get the fuck out of here.
Also, maybe I've been on dates where at some point in the night I realized, I'm not as into this person's personality for whatever reason.
Right.
So I'm a girl, though. I would end the date there. But a guy's still going to try to get laid if he can. If he thinks you're hot, even if he's not really into you, wouldn't you still try to get laid if that was the...
Well, he probably got to the point where he's like, all right, we had dinner. Now let's go back to my place and we're going to fuck.
Yeah, he didn't want to finish the wine.
He got a vibe from her. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sorry you didn't finish your wine. It's all right. There's going to be other wine.
Yeah.
So I think Aziz might have some wine back.
There's
going to
be
place.
Other wine.
There's going to be some other wine.
You think Aziz can afford wine?
Yeah, I think he might have a decent bottle back at his house.
So, okay, they leave. They go to his place. Now they're in his place. And, I mean, I'm not even going to read the whole thing because I've read it a few times. But here's what I know. I know that she said she was wearing pants and like a dress, like a tight tunic dress type.
I thought it was like a tank top kind of.
Yeah, and pants,
yeah,
though, she
right.
said. A tank top dress and pants
right.
is what she said. When I read that she was... And then she said they got completely naked. And then she said that Aziz went down on her, ate her pussy, kept sticking his fingers in her mouth.
Yeah,
and
I don't know that. I don't know that move.
That's a weird one. But I have had guys stick their fingers in my mouth. And I've also had guys...
Is that just to show you up?
I think some guy, yeah, it happens so often. It happens in Ubers, just everybody. I've had guys do that I think are into it. Like you're sucking on their fingers. Like it's like a.
Okay,
sucking,
well, that kind of I mean? Thing. But he was doing like a whole
like
V
a whole
thing.
Weird claw V thing. I know. It does sound. When I read it, I thought, this is actually what I honestly thought. I thought he just sounds like a young teenager who doesn't know how to do sex right. Like he thinks that you're supposed to finger the girl like. There are guys that when they finger you, just they don't understand that it's like not necessarily like shoving their finger in and out of you that does the trick. It's
right.
like all the surrounding area that does the trick.
And you should
trick.
Be able to get her wet on your own without getting her saliva from her mouth.
Yeah, if she's not.
To get her a little moist down there, you know what I mean?
That's actually that could be a good clue. Like if you have to use the girl's saliva to get her wet, then she might not be as into you as you think.
Right.
But so, okay, so then she said he went down on her. And then she said he was very aggressive. And then she said she blew him. And then
he like pointed to his dick and she was okay. So I performed oral on him.
Yeah. And then he came.
Yeah.
Quickly, apparently, is what she
made
it sound like. And then they didn't have sex. And then he called her an Uber.
No, there's more.
Oh.
No, because then they were hanging out, and then she got her red wine because she wanted red wine at the
restaurant. And then they watch a show?
He was all over again, and she goes, hey, let's just hang. He goes, okay, no problem. No problem at all. You want to watch TV? We'll watch an episode of Seinfeld. So they pour more wine. They watch an episode of Seinfeld, and as they were watching, he started, you know, making moves on her again.
Yeah.
And then he went down on her again. And then she went down on him again.
Oh,
it
I didn't
was
realize he went down on her twice.
Yeah, and then she
blew him again?
She blew him again. And as she was blowing him, he's like, hey, you want to fuck in front of that mirror right over there? And she's like, I don't know. And he's like, come on. He goes, well, that'll be cool. We'll fuck right in front of the mirror, don't you think? She's like, I don't. And she goes, meanwhile, you know, I was blowing him, and I had no problem with it. I was okay with it, even though I wasn't super comfortable. But I was like, all right, no problem. And then she goes, I was trying to get out of it. So I just said, well, we should wait for the second date to have actual intercourse. So Aziz had a funny line, I thought, because I would say something like this. He goes, okay. He goes, well, how about, he goes, well, if I pour you a new glass of wine, is that considered a second date?
That's hilarious.
That's a funny line. That's so funny. I know, she put that in the story.
She's making that sound like it's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah,
that's
like
hilarious.
It's just being a guy being silly.
Come on, that's
you know?
A great line.
Yeah, it's just him being silly. Like,
you know, it's funny because I didn't realize that it happened twice. I only saw that it happened one time.
Yeah, there's a more detailed thing about it. Yeah, so
I didn't see that one.
So,
Even worse.
Right, so she's like, no, whatever. So then they basically, he's like, okay, no problem. If you don't want to fuck, we won't fuck, basically. And then they hung out for a little while. She says, yeah, I'm going to get going. He's like, all right, no problem. He goes, I'll call you a car service. I don't know if it was an Uber or a car service.
I even saw in one of the article that I read, she said, I'm going to call a car. And he was like, no, I'll call it for you. Which I was like, oh my God, that's more than half the guys I date. They
right.
Call
I think
me
it was,
car.
And I think it was even a car service. Like, it wasn't even an Uber.
Wow.
Like, I think he got her a car, like a town car. I know. So he gets a town car from Manhattan to Brooklyn, probably a 20-minute ride. And she said she didn't feel it was the worst ride. She was crying on the way home. He had no idea.
I don't understand.
She didn't leave on bad terms because she would cry in the Uber or the car on the way home. And then she told her friends the next day. And as he sent her a text the next day, said, hey, just want to say I had a good time with you last night. Had a good time last night. Good hanging with you. And then she sends a text back. You know, I'm glad you had a good time, Aziz, because to me, this was the worst night of my life.
She said that?
Oh, yeah, in a text.
I don't understand. Wait, this is really sad that this was my first thought, but I do have to say how impressed I am that he got hard twice. Like, that's something I look
for. I know, right back. I know. I don't know how much. I want to know how much time lapsed. I want to meet this girl.
Yeah, like that to me is the first thing that
I know what he's thinking. He's thinking, all right, he's like, okay, this chick is hot. She's 22.
Yeah.
She's out of my league. He goes, so he probably came really quick the first time. And
then
he's like,
okay, I got it. Now I'm going to fuck her.
Yeah, now I want to, you know, I'll wait like 10, 15 minutes and I'm going to be hard again.
Maybe he took something and that's why he wanted to leave the restaurant all of a sudden. Like, maybe like popped a Viagra or something. Who knows?
Maybe. It's possible.
All I know is,
I just think, again, I know if I'm on a date with a girl, I'm like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm done. Like, we talk, like,
yeah.
All right, let's go.
You're like, let's go.
We're going to go fuck.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah, so.
Or just go back to your place. And I went back to a guy's place. So when I first read this, I was like, first of all, she had on pants. Do you know how hard it is to get naked from pants? Like, that doesn't happen like that fast.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of be involved. Like, if a guy I'm wearing a dress and a guy sticks his hand up my skirt, that's one thing. But if you're wearing pants, there's a lot of time to say no when a guy's trying
absolutely,
to take off your
cause
pants.
Absolutely, because the shoes got to come off, and then yeah. Maybe a sock, and then you got to pull them off.
And
if
she's
tight.
Young. You know, she's wearing like skinny jeans. She's not
right.
Wearing like
sort of
baggy
soup, yeah,
ass
they're
pants.
They're tough to come off.
Yeah. So she got naked. Also, you can't blow someone by mistake. I've never blown
twice.
A guy by mistake. Once or twice.
I know.
You know, like never.
She had no problem blowing him twice. He went down on her twice. And she said, I still didn't have a problem with that. She goes, then she sent her a text. You took my hand and put it on your dick 4 or 5 times. And I don't know why you thought that was okay to do. I wasn't super comfortable with it. You know, but meanwhile, she blew. I don't know. I mean, I guess.
She didn't say no.
She didn't say no, so they're probably in between after it came the first, second time they're watching Seinfeld, and he's starting to get, and he's like, hey, let me, you know, put his hand, they're making out or whatever, and he just put his hand down there.
Yeah.
I've done that move before, and if a girl doesn't want it, it's just like when you're making a move on a girl for the first time, as a guy, I'm going to be making out, I'm going to grab her tits, she's let
right.
me grab her tits, she's grabbed my ass, she's rubbed my leg, and then I'm, and then I might put my hand down her pant, you know, in the front of her pants, and if she pushes my hand away, I'm like, okay, she doesn't want me to do that.
It's
but
weird.
You don't know. We don't go in knowing when you're first hooking up with somebody how far you can go.
Also, it's like, so it was a first date. So for me, as a rule, I almost never go to a guy's place on a first date. Almost. I have maybe like 2 or 3 times.
Right.
And every time I have, because I don't hook up on a first date unless it's not really a date. Unless it's like a guy that I meet that is hot, that we've kind of been flirting, but I know we're not going to really date. Maybe
right.
I'll hook up.
Yeah.
But if I go to a guy's place on a first date, I always tell him before we go, I'm like, listen, I'm not going to hook up. So if you just want to go chill and talk some more and have a drink or whatever, that's cool, but nothing's going to happen. I tell him before we even go,
right.
Which I know guys will still try, maybe, But this happened to me.
Wait, just be on the, you'll text them that or?
No, I'll tell them in person. Like, I had a date the other night. Like, perfect example. I talked about this on the podcast, but I went on a first date. We had a good time. The end of the night, the guy was like, come back to my place. And I said, I was like, you know, I'm down to hang longer, but nothing's going to happen. I'm not in that place right now. I don't want it. And he was like, cool. Well, that's fine. So we go back to his place. And within like 15 minutes of being at his place, he took off his pants. He took his pants off.
Really?
Yeah, he had on underwear, but he took his pants off and just like hopped in bed and was like, let's cuddle and watch a movie. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. And I left. But
so he was in his underwear?
In his underwear. Jumped in a- yeah, in his underwear. That's a little- but here's the thing. I mean, this chick is completely wrong. I think she's completely wrong. But unfortunately, I kind of get it only because I remember when I was younger feeling like when I was with a guy, if I didn't like if he started to try to hook up with me and I really liked him and I said no, that maybe he wouldn't want to see me again. Maybe like when you're younger, you don't realize that guys will chase you forever if they want to fuck you and you should just make them wait as long as you want. But when you're younger, I think, and like, I don't know, she probably was like so excited to be out with him because who he is.
Yeah.
And she just was like, well, if I say no, he'll probably never see me again, so I guess I'll do it, but I don't really want to. I have a feeling that she just kind of pushed out and did it, but didn't really want to do it, and then she felt hurt. I don't know why she felt hurt, but I do know that it sounds like she just had buyer's remorse and wanted to ruin his life for... I don't really understand, though, why she's mad at him.
Because I think she thought that, there was, you know, maybe they would have a relationship if he was his girlfriend.
Well, maybe they would have if she hadn't come out the next day and told everyone.
Because he sent a text the next day, had a good time, you know, whatever. But or even just, you know, you're going back to his place the first night. You know, I mean, like, maybe you shouldn't go back there.
But that's what I'm saying. She didn't, she was young,
so
and
you
got to
know,
probably.
You know what I mean? And, you know, she probably think, now, if Z's going to have sex with her the first night, fuck her a couple times, that's not going to be his girlfriend.
Also, though, he ate her out twice. God damn, I can't even get a lot of guys to do it once. Like, but that's the other thing, when I heard it, I was like, this, I mean, I've never heard of anyone like assaulting a woman by eating their pussy only.
Yeah, they could close their legs.
Yeah.
There's ways to get out of it.
You could suffocate him.
And then she blew him twice.
Joey Diaz says you should take jiu-jitsu because if a guy tries to get his head between your legs, you could kill him with your thighs. That's what Joey told me. He goes, you're unrapeable. Nobody can get in there. I was like, all right, so maybe this girl needs to take some jiu-jitsu. I mean, that's the thing, though. It's like,
I think she went in thinking, though, Z's this really nice guy, a feminist, and was going to be completely a gentleman and just talk about, you know, how, what a piece of shit Trump is and women's rights and all this other stuff. You know, he's a pig, he's sexual assaulter. And, you know, and she thought this was going to go in. Meanwhile, he's just a guy.
No matter what his views are, he's a nerd.
He's on a date with a hot 22-year-old.
Yeah, and remember also, look at Aziz. He was probably the biggest fucking nerd growing up. He probably got no attention from women.
None.
Now he's famous and rich and, you know, he's probably even, like, I've dated guys that are famous and not that hot, and no matter how famous they are, you can tell there's still a part of them that's like, I can't believe I'm scoring with these chicks, because that was what they always wanted. So probably Aziz just, you know, he's in that moment, and he's just like, shit, this is going down. I can't believe it.
Yeah, he has no, like, most of these guys that sexually assault these women, you know, they have no technique. They never had a grow. You know, they weren't good at picking up chicks. So if they went to a bar and were good before they were not famous, they know. Okay,
yeah.
If there's no vibe there, no problem. I'll move on. There's somebody else. So these guys, now they get angry. So now they're famous. I went through it when I was like the good friend growing up. And then when I grew my hair long and I started getting girls all of a sudden, I was like angry. I'm like, they didn't want to fuck me when I had short hair. And I was, the good friend.
The hair?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was definitely, I had a bad mustache.
Come on.
Yeah, and I had short hair.
Wait,
and then
this when you were on TV or
no, this is before I was on TV, right? When I was like doing comedy when I first started, and then
that's so funny.
And I was a good friend. I was the guy, like, I'll pick you up from the airport. I know your boyfriend's an asshole. Like, I was that guy.
That's a smart place to be. That's a good position to be in, though.
Why?
Because when you're the good friend, one night there's a moment like the Harry Met Sally moment when we break down and we're vulnerable.
I know,
and we
this
make
one,
out with you.
This one I was friends with for a year, I was in love with it. One night she was all coked up. after a year of us being friends. She goes, we're just kissing friends. That's it. So we just kiss all the time. Like, fuck, I want more.
I have a friend like that, that like every once in a while we'll party together and make out, but we've never hooked up ever, ever, ever. Nothing else besides a little kissing. And it's only when we're like drunk or whatever.
Right.
But I just know that probably one day in the right moment when I'm really like, you know, emotional about someone else, it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good, the friend zone is like 1 yard from the end zone. That's what I always say.
That's true. It's first and goal on the one.
One good play.
Yeah. No, I know. So she was coked up one night at like 4 a.m. She called me. She goes, come over and fuck me. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, I did like 90 miles an hour
Shut
to our
up.
Place. Yeah.
Wow.
And then we wound up dating for like 3 years.
No way.
After that. Yeah.
Well, of course you'd have to, because then you're like, already such good friends that if you, that's the thing, once you hook up with someone you're that good of friends with, that's how I ended up married.
Right.
My ex-husband, we were such good friends. Granted, I was really young. I was 19.
Right.
But we were like best friends from like 15 till I was 19. So then once we started to get physical, it was like, well, we're either going to date or we're going to not be friends. Like there's
right.
no like
yeah,
in
yeah.
the middle, I don't think.
Yeah.
Even now I haven't mastered that really. I don't have any guy friends I'm really good friends with that I can hook up with and not
right.
have feelings. But
yeah.
I'm trying.
But I think that these guys never had any techniques that are angry, and they don't know how to, you know, to really, like, you know, make a woman feel comfortable and not know what kind of moves to make and whatnot. And just if they don't get laid, all right, no problem. They're not holding that rage. Guys that are womanizers go, okay, no problem, because I'm going to fuck somebody else. I got two other girls on my roster, so it's no big deal. You don't, and they're more of a gentleman about
it. Of course, they're not.
And they know, like, okay, this girl's not into it. They could pick up the vibe. Aziz couldn't pick up the vibe.
It's not just that, but guys that are famous, I hate to say it, but like, especially a guy like Aziz, like you're saying, who never got any, then got famous, they're going to be terrible in bed because they have no fucking idea
Absolutely.
What they're doing. They have no experience. And then once they're famous, they don't have to learn because chicks will fuck them because they're famous.
I know.
So like for the most part, they just, they know that they, and it's not even they don't try. Like honestly, that claw fucking thing he was doing,
right.
he probably thought that's like probably his signature move, that he's like, oh, chicks love when I give them the claw. And girls probably fake it all the time with him because they want to make him feel like
yep.
he's good. So he keeps seeing them even though he sucks.
Yeah.
Famous guys, as a rule, at least I've only been with a few, they all are lazy in bed. I hate to say it, but they're all lazy in bed because they can be.
Right. It's almost like it's the theory with the hot girl. The super hot girl is not going to be great in bed.
Right.
That was always a theory. Like, she doesn't have to be.
Exactly.
The girl that's a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 is going to go the extra mile.
That's it. That's
She's going to be amazing.
That's it. That's why I think that the secret to great sex is dating someone who has something to prove to you
yeah.
in bed. That's it.
Absolutely. But then they lure you in. A lot of the girls will lure you in, you know, with the anal or the, you know, the wild sex in the beginning, and then all of a sudden they don't want to do it anymore.
You always say that, and it's so funny you say that. You gotta look, you're doing Joey Diaz tonight. You gotta bring this up with Joey.
I remember you telling me that Joey said, if what something about
Joey said, so you say if a girl right up top is like, fuck me in the ass, I love anal, that's like a keeper to you. But Joey told me, if you let a guy fuck you in the ass, he'll never take you to dinner again. He's like, before he loves you, like before you're together. So I don't ever use that. Like, I might kind of drop it in, like when we're hooking up, like, oh, one of these days I'm going to let you. But now I won't actually let them because I'm afraid they'll never take me out again because of Joey.
I don't know. That didn't work with me. I married the one that promised me that. So.
But there's probably other reasons you married her besides anal.
Well, I knocked her up. Yeah. That could
That's
be it
amazing
too.
How much pull anal has.
Well, yeah, when you're just like, because I miss that whole anal. Like when I was in my early 20s, no one was doing anal. I said anal was almost like an urban myth.
Right.
Like once in a while, you would hear some girl in Albany, New York, like anal. We're like, really? I said, me and my friends would drive all the way to Albany, looking around town, like, who's that girl that likes to get fucked in the ass? So then I'm in long relationships, and then all of a sudden, I'm single, and all these young girls now, this generation before me, like anal. I'm like, where was this? I'm like, so I was fascinated by it.
I think it's just because it's so funny you said that. I've been doing a whole bit about how anal is like the new vagina, like how guys and like it's just become so normal. But I think it's because of porn. I think
yeah.
it's because now you can get porn on your phone. Anyone, any age can really access it. So anal is just becoming more like people think. I still don't think, though, that as many people do it as pretend do it. Like, I think a lot of girls act like they're into anal, but really they're not going to do it, or they'll do it once or twice, like you're saying.
They'll do it once or twice. They'll do it a few times that, you know.
Yeah, that's what I think. There is something else I wanted to bring up.
Well, so I don't know. The whole Aziz thing, I think he got a raw deal out of the whole thing. But then he also, like, you know, I heard something was going to come out about Aziz like 3 weeks before it actually came out. So then he's at the Golden Globes and he's wearing his Time's Up pin. You know, and it's like, hey, man, if you know some shit's going to be coming out, and I heard it, and not even through another comic, I heard it from somewhere else.
It's crazy that you said that, because I heard it like 3 months ago, two months ago.
So there could have been, there could be other women too. Maybe this isn't the one woman that he's talking, like, maybe
there's stories for sure, or else there wouldn't be this rumor swirling 2-3 months ago.
Right, but if I don't know, if I'm guilty and I know some shit's coming down, I'm not showing up with a fucking Time's Up pin. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
that
know,
shit.
Though.
I don't. I'm not going to do it because I know.
But he also wrote that book, so it could be his whole thing is creating a public image of innocence, so that if anything ever comes out, he's like, "What? No, I wrote this book. I'm wearing a pin. Why would I be that guy?"
Right.
Who knows?
I don't know, man. It's like I would be like, I'm on the set of a movie, and Aziz couldn't be here. He's on the set of on location. He couldn't leave.
Yeah, you.
That's what I would do, because I'm gonna go. I'm gonna look like the biggest hypocrite when this shit comes out.
Maybe he thinks he's invincible.
And
these
like Seal is
invincible.
Another one. I just saw this thing about Seal.
Seal?
Seal's on the sexual.
No.
Misconduct. LAPD's investigating him. Supposedly his name. Well, he came out like because he posted some picture of like Harvey Weinstein with Oprah, and he's like, "Hey, like on Instagram," and said, "Look, you know, she's hanging out with this fucking creep. She's not going to be president, or whatever." And then he did this whole rant the next day on video. Goes, "Look, I support women. If anyone's sexually assaulted out there, come forward. I know it's tough, but come forward, please. Don't speak out." And the next day, his neighbor goes, "Okay, motherfucker, you want me to come forward? I come forward." And now he's under investigation.
Shit. You don't fuck with Oprah, man. I feel like it was probably Oprah probably put out a hit on him.
Maybe.
You cannot fuck with Oprah.
But this woman that lived next door to him or whatever said, "Okay, I just saw your video. You said for everyone to come out, so now I came out." And she went to the police department. Now he's getting investigated.
There's got
to
be a story, though, like some story about every guy where every guy has probably done something that's like borderline questionable. Even like if you're drunk, like if you fuck a drunk girl, where's the line? Like how drunk is too drunk to where you shouldn't fuck her? Like I know I've been buzzed enough to where I would do something I probably wouldn't do sober, but right. I'm not so drunk that I would be like, I had no clue what I was doing. So it's just like, I don't know. It's becoming like a scary time for guys almost. Cause
yeah,
I don't know. But I think Aziz is this story at least.
I don't know. You never know. I mean, like is, you know, the whole TJ Miller thing, TJ, another comic, supposedly that was like some psycho ex-girlfriend that he broke up with,
right.
High school sweetheart,
right.
To date this other girl, and she's been harassing him for years.
Well, I mean, I hate to, it's scary to even say this because it's not like I'm not on the side of women. Like, there are obviously, I've been harassed. I went home with, actually, I remember this now. This is very similar to the Aziz story. There was a comedian when I was younger in comedy that I hung out with once, and then I ended up going back to his place, and we made out a little, and then he took his dick out, and I was like, no, 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 no.
Was it big?
Yeah, it was great, actually. It was great. And honestly, it was such a hot makeout. I remember he like choked me a little bit, and I was like, oh, he's going to be great in bed. I remember thinking that, but I never had an intention to fuck him ever. It was just like a date. It was like a first date. And so when he took his dick out, I said, oh, no, 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 we're not doing that. I was like, I actually want to date someone, so I'm not fucking you, but we can go out again. And he was like, come on, it's out, just suck it, just touch it, whatever. And I was like, no, I'm leaving. And he was like, you're going to leave me standing here with my dick out? And I was like, yep. And I just left, you know? So I guess the thing is, it's like, it can happen, but you have to be able to just like walk out and say no and not feel regretful about it. And that guy never tried to take me out again. So then you know what they wanted. So then it's like, who cares? Then you walked away from like something that would have been nothing anyway.
Right.
Which is what everyone has to do. But I also think at the same time, it's like, I know women that have been angry at guys for shit and they make up lies about them and spread lies. I mean, there's women that'll like punch themselves in the face and call the police and say they have, you know what I mean, been assaulted. So it's like, not every woman is innocent either. There's guilty women, there's guilty men, but I think in this case that Aziz got the raw end.
There's a lot of times where somebody will find out a spouse, they'll cheat and then they'll come home and they'll find out and then they make up a story like, hey, I didn't want to do that and he was all over me or something like that. I have a cop friend that when he does like sex crimes and he said that like 2 out of 10 women that come in with a claim that they got sexually assaulted or lying. 2 out of 10.
No way.
He says what they do, their technique is to call. They go, the woman comes in. She goes, he goes, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to, you call him right now and start yelling at him that you didn't want to do it last night. That you, why did you do that? I didn't want to have sex with you.
And see how he responds.
He goes, but don't say hi. How are you? Just, hey, is this Steve? Steve, why did you do that? I didn't want to fuck last night. Why did you, you knew I said no. And they're listening in. The cops are listening in.
Yeah.
Call him right now. And just start off with that. And then they'll get the real reaction. He'll be like, what are you talking about? I just took you to breakfast before I put you on the train.
Oh, shit.
You know, we're gonna meet up at 5 o'clock today for drinks.
Yeah.
We just fucked 2 times in the morning. What are you talking about? And then they're like, it is all right, you still want to know? I'll go. And then they leave. Because maybe they had a boyfriend or husband at home. They got caught or they just feel bad that they did it and they didn't want to do it or whatever the next day.
See, that's the thing. It's just,
but if they get that real reaction, that guy, if that guy's not going to go, you know, if he did it, he's going to go, sorry, like Harvey Weinstein, they had him on tape.
Right.
And he's like, hey, I'm sorry. I just
you admit it.
Yeah, he's going to admit it. He's going to go, I don't know, you were drunk, but you said earlier you wanted to and you were kind of awake when I did it. Then you're going to know, okay, yeah, this was a sexual assault.
That's why I recommend to everybody the next day to send a text being like
a confirmation text.
Yeah, great time last night, whatever.
Yeah,
blah,
how many
blah,
times
blah.
Did I make you come? 3, really?
Did you? And like, right, walk right. through every step. So that part when you suck my dick, how was that for you?
I know. Yeah, so you didn't.
What about that part?
So really, you like sucking my dick? Yeah, I like. How
to,
much
right?
did you right. like it? Because it seemed like you were enjoying. I was. Where's this going? All right. Look, I'm at work. I got to get. I just wanted to say that you like sucking my dick, right?
It's honestly really funny, but it's true. You almost have to do that now. You really do. And I do it for guys. Like I had a guy message me and he was like kind of concerned, like, hey, that was okay last night. Everything that happened. Right. And I knew that he was doing it because guys are freaked out
right.
now.
I'm sorry. I was.
Yeah,
I sent you that text.
You know, I thought that was a little awkward.
No,
we had
because
a good time. Anyway, there's something that came up earlier that I'm glad you mentioned because I actually wanted to bring this up. This is so you were talking about taking girls to breakfast and how it means more to the girl than like I think it means more to the girl than it does to the guy. And here's what I want to know. Okay, are there other things you think mean way more to women than men? For instance, like I think it's a really big deal if a guy texts you all day, sends you like kissy emojis, pictures. To me, that seems like the guy's super into you. But then my guy friends will be like, nah, that's nothing. You could do that with 20 girls at a time. So I'm trying to figure out when it means something and when it doesn't.
I don't know, because I have a friend. And I remember him telling me, he goes, I have this, I copy and paste this text. Hey, sexy, hope you have a great day, thinking about you. He goes to 5 different women, just copy and paste.
I hate that.
I send that out to 5 different women. He's like, whatever. He goes, and, you know, they'll respond, oh, thank you, whatever. And he goes, yeah, it's just, that's.
God, that's so.
So you
disgusting.
Don't know. You don't. You never know. And a text you can't read it, so you don't know the emotion in it and all that other stuff.
I absolutely hate it. It drives
I
me
use
crazy.
Emojis, and people always make fun of me because that's something I would hate. I'm like, look, I have to because people can't.
You
fucking,
have to.
They
for
can't
tone.
Take a joke. They can't take sarcasm in a text. So I don't give a fuck if I got. I won't do an LOL, but I'll do an
I
emoji.
Do I do LOL.
Right, yeah, but as a guy, I don't have to do an LOL, but I'll just put a ha, whatever, or a smiley face. Like, I have to because people always take texts the wrong way.
It drives me crazy because there are certain trigger words that I know. I was talking to my girlfriend about this before you got here. There are certain trigger words that mean something to a woman, like baby. Like if a guy calls you baby, if a guy says, I miss you. Like women take that so seriously. When a guy says,
really?
I miss you, we're like, oh my God. He loves me. And for guys, it's like, I think, I don't know if they know it and that's why they do it, or if they just do it like it's just nothing and they don't think about it.
Well, sometimes a girl will initiate if she's like, you know, I miss you. And you have to,
you
write
have to
as
say
a guy, you're like, yeah, I miss you too. Hopefully we can get together soon.
I never say it back unless I mean it. If a guy says, I miss you, and I don't really miss him, I'll just be like, aw.
Oh, that's a good that's one. Yeah, it. Just leave it like that. Like,
I just
fuck.
Go, aw, smiley face. Like, right. That's it. Fuck, I just hate everything. I'm going to be single forever. That's basically.
Well, because like before texting, like you would talk on the phone, so you would hear somebody's voice. You could see if somebody was really into you or not. You could hear it in their tone.
Yeah.
See if they rush you off the phone, if they only want to talk like 2 minutes or you spend an hour on the phone. I used to be on the phone for hours with girls. you know, just talking to them and stuff. But with the text, it's a lot easier. No one wants to talk on the phone, so you don't really know what the fuck's going on. You don't know what's in their head.
Texting is so fucking annoying after a while. I can't take it. Like, if I'm texting you more than three or four texts back and forth, I'll just call someone.
Right.
Because it's easier.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not little dumb shit all day, but I don't know.
But no, the phone, because you got the real, you know, you could tell if someone's in there, like, this guy just wants to go. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. So
you can totally tell by phone. Also, I initiate the phone thing too, because then it's like you can tell when someone's lying. Like if someone tells you they're doing XYZ and then you call and they won't answer, then they're probably lying.
Yeah.
You know, like if a guy's like, oh, I'm just chilling with my buddies watching the game, and then you call and he doesn't answer, then he's probably lying. You know, like I know that I fib over text sometimes, but if it's someone that I know might call me, then I don't.
No, it's true. Absolutely.
This is great. I am going to pull up a couple questions that people have sent me for the podcast, and then you and I are going to give out a little dating advice. That's the plan. You down?
So, yeah. Now, like, all right, let's just say, because Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, God.
Say you've been on, like, four or five dates with a guy. You fucked him a couple times. You guys are hanging. But it's nothing super serious. What does he do for Valentine's Day? Does he get you flowers? Does he get you a card? Does he say, hey, you want to go grab something to eat? Like, or does he stop, or does he not get you anything?
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
Valentine's Day is a very hard one because Christmas just came. And Christmas, I think if you're dating someone casually, but you've seen him more than four or five times, you should get him
like a sweater or a scarf or some
shit.
Not
even like a candle, like something real small, like, or even like flowers, just something small, you know? Valentine's Day is tough because, well, for one thing, I'm weird because, I mean, I just feel like once you're like kind of a grown-up woman, that Valentine's Day is like, does it really, it's like a made-up holiday. Like, it's not real. So
you should write a book.
I don't put a lot of stock into
No, I know, but then, you know, you'll hear from your other girlfriends, like, did he get you anything? No, he didn't get me. So, I mean, he really should have got you a card. And he's like, you think? Yeah, I mean, this guy I've only been on two dates with, and he got me to, he sent it to my work and whatever, like something like that. So then you're like, oh, fuck, man, he didn't get me anything.
A lot of guys don't do it because they're afraid it's going to mean so much. And then, like, some of my guy friends will get me like a stuffed animal or flowers, or, and then I'm always like, oh my God, that's amazing. I say if you're dating casually, you've been out four or five times, you fucked only a couple times, I would send him a Valentine's Day text if you're not going to see him.
Right.
Like, hey, baby, happy Valentine's Day. You're beautiful. Whatever. If you know you're going to see him that day, if you want to see him that day, and you're going to take him out to dinner or something, to me, dinner is a big enough gift. The date is the gift. I don't need a gift.
Right.
I really don't. But I guess you could send flowers to their work. But I would probably say if I've only been on four or five dates with a guy and he sends me a gift on Valentine's Day, I am going to think he's really into me.
I know. And he's probably thinking, I got to get her something. I don't know.
I don't think you need to get the girl anything on Valentine's Day unless you're together. That's my opinion. I do think that you should send her a text or something if you like her.
Right.
But I don't think you need to get her a gift.
See, because I was like seeing this girl for like 5 weeks, and it was her birthday was coming up. I'm like, shit, what do I do? And I talked to my girlfriend. She's like, well, you got to get her something.
Yeah, birthday's different.
But it's like not too, it's like something impersonal where it's not like really like, oh my God, you guys are dating, because we weren't dating. We're kind of hanging. And I got like some, like a nice like candle holder or something like that. And it was just kind of like, okay, this is kind of like in the middle. I don't know if he's really into me or not, because he got me a fucking candle holder.
Birthday.
But I had
a gift card
at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Shut up.
I had to use. I did.
Candles are really good gifts for girls. Candles or I mean, even not flowers, but like a plant, like that she can keep.
I bought this whole candle thing for my bedroom with all these candles on it. I've never used it once.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
Candle?
Yeah. I got it all set up, ready.
Girls like candles. I have a candle burning in my bathroom right now.
Yeah, I know, but it's never been used yet.
You know, I will say that birthdays are really big to me. Like, I just had a deal breaker situation with a guy at my birthday. So it was a guy I was seeing casually, and we weren't exclusive, and it wasn't serious. But I had a birthday party, and a lot of people came, and that motherfucker didn't come. And in my mind, I was like, oh, he just, like...
That was the guy you were with for a little while?
It was a guy I was dating... like it was a couple months.
Not the guy that was for like 6 or 7 months.
No.
That, oh, okay, not that
no,
guy.
No, different guy.
Okay.
So
yeah, you got to make an appearance.
You have to show up.
Absolutely,
you have
show
to
up.
Show up.
Even if you say like I can't hang long, I got some shit going on. You hang for a half hour, 45 minutes.
Or if you don't show up and you have a good reason for not showing up, I better at least get a small gift when I see you. If we've been dating for a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I. Because if I'm dating a guy for a few months and he has a birthday, I get him something small. Like, just even if it is a gag gift, I get him something funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that girl I got at a candle holder, I took her to dinner on her birthday, like this nice restaurant in New York, and her sister was there with her boyfriend. I paid for the whole thing, whatever. But I was like, I got to go to dinner. You know what I mean? I at least got to take her to dinner for her birthday.
Yeah, you didn't have to get her a gift since you took her to dinner.
Fuck,
either.
I'm going to ask her for it back then.
Ask for it back if you can.
Hopefully she unblocks me.
Hopefully she unblocks me. Yeah, I mean, that's big, but I do think.
But I think she got the wrong idea after I got her dinner. Like a birthday dinner, I hung with her. She
thought it was serious.
Because she asked me like a month before, she said, hey, my birthday's coming up. Can you take that night off and go out to dinner? I'm like, yeah, sure. And I made sure I did. But I think she might have taken it the wrong way.
She thought you guys were a couple then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, once you start to like...
That's why I said when I come over here, I said, you want me to just bring Chipotle over?
I know you asked me.
I don't want you to, you know, we're friends. I don't want you to think we're a couple. If I go, we're going to go to Chipotle.
Oh,
but that was
God.
An inside joke. That was your joke about the porno guy. He wouldn't even pay you Chipotle.
They don't know. Jim texted me and said, I'll bring Chipotle for you when we podcast because I have a joke about how I fucked a guy and then he made me buy him Chipotle afterwards. So.
That's the best.
My life is awesome. Fuck, man. We did. This is. I don't even.
Was
I didn't pull up the questions because we talked for so long. So I'll save the questions. We'll do the questions next time and. I don't know. Plug your shit again. Your book's coming out. What's the date?
My book's coming out February 20th. Everybody is awful except you. It's up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all that stuff.
I'm so excited
you
to
can
read.
Pre-order it. If you pre-order it, send me an email to my website. Then they get like a free MP3 of my last comedy album.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I'm giving away a bunch of signed books. I'm going to sign some too. So
nice.
So if you order it, send the email to my on my website, jimflorentine.com.
And you
just show me proof of purchase. You'll get a free at my last stand up album.
Send them an email.
And they'll get it. They're in the running for a signed copy too.
Oh, that's
so
dope.
Giving away a bunch of signed copies.
So guys, follow Jim also. It's at Mr. Jim Florentine or is it at Jim Florentine?
Mr. Jim Florentine. And I'm doing a book signing out here in LA like February 25th at Book Soup.
Oh, I hope I'm here. I'll totally come.
Yeah.
Yay, that's awesome.
But whatever, that's later.
And he's here this weekend, guys. So you're doing the nighttime show Saturday night at the Hollywood Improv at 10. I know that. What else are you doing?
Am I doing that?
Aren't you doing that show?
No, I'm doing his podcast. Doesn't he have
just kidding. He's doing the nighttime show podcast. I take it back. Where are you performing this weekend?
I'm not doing any shows this weekend because I got a bunch of press I'm doing. I might do. I'm going to ask the guy. Maybe I'll do Saturday night. 10 o'clock.
All right. Well, then never mind, guys.
When is this coming out?
Forget it. I'll probably put it up tomorrow.
All right.
I put it up whenever I want. I fucking do
You're
what I want, Jim.
You're a rebel. I know. You moved your furniture around in
here. I moved my furniture yesterday.
You got high and you moved your furniture.
I'm going to paint the walls. I think I'm not allowed, but fuck it. I'm a rebel.
Yeah.
My walls are everything in my house is beige. I need an interior designer. If anyone listening likes to decorate and work for free, shoot me a message. All right, guys, follow me at Kate Q Funny. Follow my Patreon at patreon.com/KateQFunny. If you want to support the podcast, you can do that or Venmo me. And I'm going to Winnipeg next weekend. I'll be at Rumors in Winnipeg. I can't wait. It's like -20 degrees. At Rumors. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I got a bunch of shit coming up.
You're going to Funny Stomp, Cuyahoga Falls, I know, right?
Yeah, that's not till March. I'm doing, I got a bunch of dates coming up. House of Comedy Phoenix, the Funny
Stomp.
That's
a great room.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking forward to it. So anyway, guys, follow me, follow Jim. We love you. I promise I will put out another podcast in the next couple of days answering all the questions you sent me on Instagram because I have a ton. So we'll do another one soon. But love you. Talk soon. Bye.